B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. That's the Sound Off line. Memorize it. You got something to say, hit us up. Publish your thought, and then we get it, and then we put it all together. We roll it in a ball, and then we make meatballs out of it, and you may make it. To Sound Off, let's see what we have today.
This whole Ben Simmons thing, have you ever met the biggest baby ever? I mean, this guy, he's like a little child. Let's get rid of him. I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him on this team. Trade him to wherever. I don't even care who the heck they get. Just get him off the team.
Nah, see, you can't have that attitude. You don't care who they get. See, that's foolish. That's cutting off your nose to spite your face. You got to calculate this thing. You let him sit out there. You're in no hurry. Something will break.
No one likes you, no one likes you, no one likes you, 25. Get out of Philly, beat it silly, no one likes you, 25.
All right.
Well, that's like the, I go with the no one likes us, you don't care thing.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
that what he was going
I think he's gone there with it. What was the song that...
Yeah, what a song.
My darling Clementine, you've gone forever on my own.
Well, we've had worse.
Yeah.
Repeat after me. Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback. Last year, he was 1-3 in games that he started. His passer rating was terrible. Jalen Hurts is not a good quarterback.
Too early for that, bro. Too early. I don't know if he's a good quarterback or not. Need more info.
Orioles 2, Phillies nothing, huh? That's awesome. Worst team in baseball they lose to. Wow. What happened to Harper? Oh, that's right. He had 2 strikeouts. You guys live in a fantasy land, putting him in the MVP.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Where do you get the nerve to make a call like that? You stew nod. He's having an MVP year, so he went 0-3 one night? You clown.
When you lose the series opener to the Baltimore Orioles, there's no on-field adjustments you need to be making. There's a deficiency among the human beings in that clubhouse. This team can't go on to play October baseball. It wouldn't be right.
Dude, they lost a game, okay? Yes, I expected they were going to sweep that rotten team. They did not. But they went 2-3. They're still having a series with Atlanta. Come on.
How the mighty have fallen. I don't want to see Benedict Simmons' face anywhere near this city. And I think Daryl Morey and Chief Beef Elton Brand, they better put him on the shelf and let him collect dust.
That works. Benedict Simmons.
I really like
that's
that.
That's good.
And it's not even a venture.
No, that's kind of obvious. I'm waiting for somebody on Twitter. Let's work on that. Let's get get his face on the Benedict Arnold thing. Let's go.
You don't even have to change the initials on the towels.
Right. That's a very good one.
It is.
It's just a damn shame. You see the first week where the coach makes all the right decisions, and then you watch the second week where the coach just has no idea what the hell he's doing. And he looks like a complete moron, and they're going to lose a game that they should have won.
Well, he didn't look like a complete moron. I mean, that's taking it to an extreme.
They were playing well early.
Yeah. Come on,
he
man.
He coached them to play well.
Let's not overreact to that.
I'm so sick of Ben Simmons. He's only good on defense in transition, and that's only if he's not pissed off or in a crybaby friggin' mood. And a half-court offense slows the ball up and telegraphs everything like a friggin' baby deer the way he looks around and dribbles the ball so high.
Listen,
the guy plays basketball but can't shoot.
You don't have to invent reasons to hate Ben now. You can just, it's okay just to hate him. All right? You don't have to invent the reasons. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you?
Because I don't like
them. Brave. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that does it for today. Very active day. Stay tuned because Devon Gibbons is coming your way on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly. Yep, Phillies coverage, warm-up, pregame show, Phillies Orioles. Bullpen game for both. Phillies, a monster! -203 favorite in a bullpen game? I guess you got to take it.
They win enough.
Adonis Medina with the start. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.